She's okay. Thank you for coming out. We are approaching Hanukkah, so I figured it's a little time to get in the spirit a little bit. And I want to discuss a question that inevitably will happen to you, a child-in-law, someone you know. And the question would be, someone is visiting for Shabbos, and what do you do about lighting Hanukkah candles mostly Shabbos? Do you light there? Do you run home? So it's a very interesting machlokas amongst the poskim on the multiple different levels. So let's begin. As we know, there is a mitzvah to light Hanukkah candles, and the Gemara in Shabbos in the Chafal Hamabay says, Amar Rosh Hashas, Ach Sinoi Chayev B'Ner Hanukkah. A guest is chayev in lighting candles. Amar Rav Zera, Mireish, Ki Havina Be'Bereish, Kishtatfa Be'Prite. So Rav Zera says that I was in the house of Be'Rav, I was in the house of Rav, and I was mishtatef with the prutza. I didn't light Hanukkah candles. Instead, what I did is I paid him. I paid him to be part of his lighting. Bahade ushpize as a guest, baser to nesive yisisa mina hash tovale lo shrochina to come mizakive agabo beside. But now that I'm married and I have a wife, so there's no reason for me to light because my wife will be lighting for me, and therefore he doesn't need to even contribute a prutza. He doesn't have to even give a prutza because he doesn't need to light because his wife will be taking care of him at home, wherever that home may be. Now, what we're not going to talk about is someone who's traveling and they have a spouse at home. That's not our discussion this evening. We want to know that essentially the whole family is traveling together. So the implication of the Gemara is that if you're traveling and your wife is at home, so you don't have to light Hanukkah candles. But if his wife's not lighting at home, either because she's with him or because maybe he's not married, so he's required to give a pruta to purchase the oil that the host is going to use. That is the halacha when it comes to lighting Hanukkah candles. Now, there are three different halachos that are going to impact how we apply this halacha and where it comes up. So first is the after the ellipses here is in the Gemara. So the Gemara tells us of Rav Yirmiya Amar Haroa Ner Shal Hanukkah Tzarech Levarach, a person who sees Hanukkah lights. If you're walking in the street and you see a menorah lit, you see Hanukkah lights through the window. So in that case, you need to recite the bracha of Sha'asa Nisan Lavosenu, says the Gemara, even though you're not lighting it, but you need to recite the bracha that you are fulfilling the mitzvah of the miracle of Ner Hanukkah. Now the Ran, in the Dafei HaRif there, I'm not bringing it over here because the Mishnah Berurah is going to summarize everything I'm about to say in a minute, but the Ran there in the Dafei HaRif says that the bracha is only recited if you have no other way of fulfilling the mitzvah. You only recite the bracha and looking at somebody else's menorah if you are out of luck when it comes to lighting your own menorah, someone lighting the menorah on your behalf. If you're fulfilling the mitzvah, even if it's going to be your wife, says the Ran, either by your wife's lighting for you or you're going to give a prutza to the host, even though you are not physically lighting the candle, so in that case, says the Ran, you would not recite a bracha. However, the Mordechai disagrees there in Shabbos, in Os Reish Samach Zayin, so he says that if you're a guest and you're not lighting on your own, so you should recite the bracha when you see someone else's light. He says that in Ach Sinai, that a guest does make the bracha when seeing a stranger's menorah someplace else. So you have machlokes in the Ran.
You're saying even if they have done the pruta?
Even if you did the pruta. If you see somebody else's, you have permission to make a bracha on that. Okay? So that
in
is
the house?
In the street.
Asking, no, but why wait to the street? Then just do it in the house.
Well, let's say you don't see it in the house. Let's say you're walking through the street.
So when you do the pruta, do you have to be present?
Oh, for it? No, not technically. No, okay. No. Okay, that is machlokes number one. If you do, when you see somebody else's menorah, if you see somebody else's menorah, do you make the bracha or not? Even if you're a guest at somebody else's home. That's machlokes number one, which we'll need to return to again. The second is the Gemara there also on the same daf, Taf Gimel Amud Aleph. And that is if a person has multiple entrances. It says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, Chatzer Sheyeshla Beis Pesachim Tzricha Shtei Neros. If your home has two entrances, two major entrances to it that are on the street, so then you have to light in both entrances. Why, says the Gemara? Mishum Chashada. Because people will think, if they see that one entrance doesn't have a menorah by it, they will think that you did not light Hanukkah because they're not going to see the other side of the house. So however your house is constructed, there's all different types of permutations that are discussed in the Rishonim and Achronim regarding how the house is configured, who sees it, where, which side, which angle. So all of those things come into play, but the reason is that it will be chashad, that you're going to, people will think that you did not light the menorah. Now this also has a comment. The Rif says that this concept applies to a guest as well, and he says that if a guest has a private entrance to the place where he's staying, right? You have somebody staying with you, and they have their own personal entrance on the street level, and people will see them going in and out of that area, so the guest has to light there. Even though in Achsonai, even though a guest is usually Yotze with the lighting of his host, the Rif says that if you have your own entrance, you need to light because Chashad will apply to you as well. Okay? So that's another wrinkle in the practice of the guest. Okay? The first is about the bracha. The second is of Chashad. There's a third wrinkle. Actually, before we get to the wrinkle, the Rama says, and we're not going to bring it inside, but we'll say it outside, the Rama says in Tafresh Ayin Aleph that nowadays when everyone lights indoors, so the whole halacha of there's no need to light at all entrances because we assume that the person is lighting conjuring candles indoors. However, regarding a guest, says the Rama, he says that perhaps you can take the view that there's no issue of chashad at all on top of it. Meaning, we're not going to, therefore, by the guest, if everyone always lights inside, we're not going to be worried about a guest who has his own entrance because everyone's going to light inside anyway. On the other hand, you could also view this as saying that the guest has no private entrance to his house, so maybe there is an issue of chashad. Why? Because the other people in the house don't know that someone is lighting for the guest somewhere else. Maybe nobody knows that this somebody's lighting for this guest, right? You have this person in your house, and they won't know that there's a menorah being lit for this person someplace else. So the Be'er Halacha there writes that logically we follow the first approach, but he quotes the Chuvas of the Maril, giving the latter approach regarding does the guest have to, the question being, does a guest have to worry about chashad? Does a guest have to worry that maybe I'm staying here, no one knows if I'm sliding with you, maybe I have to watch my own back? So we seem to have halacha lemaisa, an issue regarding whether the guest has to worry about chashad. Are people going to think that he's not light the menorah or not? The third issue is a comment of Tosos. And again, all this is going to be repeated when we see the Mishnah Berurah inside, but the Mishnah will be much clearer after you know all three shitas. The Tosos there in Shabbos, in Chaf Al Hanal, says that you cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Mahadrin if you set up more menorahs than one by the entranceway. Why? Because if I have eight menorahs by the entrance, I'm not going to be able to figure out the numbers of lights. It won't be Mahadrin because it won't be indicating which night it is. Okay, that's the Shita of Tosos. The Rama says that nowadays, where everybody lights indoors, so there's no issue of multiple lights because all the different types of lights can be separated. You can have one light in the dining room and one in the living room. You can have multiple people lighting and still be Mahadrin, according to Tosos, if everyone lights inside. Okay? That is, right, we all have the famous switch, right? The Svardim follow the Rama, and the Ashkenazim follow the Svardim, follow the Rambam, the famous switch. So this plays into that as well. Now let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, that we have all of the three Shitos now in our pocket. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah and see how he explains what the guest should do. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Tafresh Ayin Zayin, Mashma Mizeh. It is implied from the Shulchan Aruch, Tekeshe'ein Pesach Pasuach. If you have no opening to the street, Afilu hu misachsin b'cheder b'fnei atzmo. Even if you have your own place to stay, Yachol l'hishtateh b'prite. You're allowed to pay money im habal bayis, Oim hu nasui, or if a person is married, Yachol l'smoch al beso. You can rely on your wife lighting, someone in your house lighting for you. Okay? V'yesh poskim shesovrim, and there are some people who hold, to kol ze bizman hagemara. This whole conversation about giving money or somebody being lighting for you is only in the time of the Gemara. Shagamad likin bepischei habatim, when they would light at the entrance of the homes, v'chatzeros, or in the courtyards, avala idna. Nowadays, shemad likin befnim bebayis, where everyone lights inside, kol orchim hainu afilu natsui shebebeso madlikin alav. Every guest should light when you light inside the home. Nowadays. Bevadai gam kin tzorich lahadlik ba'atzmo, and the guest should light for himself. Bechol gavin, in any situation, dummy. Demi yodea ba'achsanai, who knows about this guest? Im yesh lo isha b'bayis, shemad lekas alav. I see you have a guest here. Who? How do I know your wife's lighting for you? How do I know someone's lighting on his behalf? Vasul mechashtei, and it will cause people to be chosh at him, to think he's doing the wrong thing. Vegam hishatik b'prite, and even to pay money as a guest. Einol mo'il, v'shum zekevan shehaminag kahayom. Since nowadays the minag is, shekol echem madlik b'bayis b'fe'atzvo. Everyone lights inside the house themselves. Asu b'nei habayis l'chashtu. Our people in the home will begin to chosh at him that this person is not lighting. Umasik ha-magan Avram, says the Magan Avram, she'ein l'hachmir k'divrayhem, kim k'shiyesh l'akalpanim ched v'fnei atzmo. You only need to be machmir to light for yourself when you don't have your own, when you have your own room. Aval im ein lo ched v'fnei atzmo, if the guest does not have his own room, yochol l'smoch anshei beiso, you can rely on the people in the home, shehedliku alav beveso, who are lighting in your home, o aprite, or by paying a pruta. So what's the Mishnah Berurah saying? Now, most guests, when you invite them into your home, you probably give them their own room. They probably are not necessarily sleeping with your kids, and some may be a relative, but you probably give them your own room. So says the Mishnah Berurah, nowadays, because of issues of chashad, we should assume that every guest should light on his own. Vayim el besof, sivkas and gimel shekasavnu, to kishiyesh lo ner nachon, yosa lahadlik batzmo. If you have it, if you have the candle, it's always better to light yourself. Vayim el besim and tarfish ayin vav, shevanu, kama poskim shesovrim. We quoted other poskim who say, kishuhu somech alan shebeso, if you're relying on the people in your house, in your original home to light, af shiyotze bezei de ner chanukah, even though you're fulfilling the mitzvah of Chanukah, mikomakum kisharo achachach ner Chanukah, when you see somebody else's menorah, yesh omrim shitzarech levarach shasanisen. Even if someone's lighting for you at your home, when you see somebody else's menorah, you should say the bracha. Yalkei nachon yosef. Therefore, how do you get out of all these? Remember the three shitos we brought all the machloksim. The way to get out of all the machloksim is nachon yosef lahalik batzmo. There's no machlokas rishonim here. Light yourself when you're a guest. There's no issues of brachos, or hashasa nisim, or chashad. All that gets rid of all these issues. Just light yourself. Afilu ner echad. One candle's enough. Lo lismoch al kulazu. And don't rely on the leniency to give a pruta, or to have someone at your home light for you. That is the conclusion of the Mishnah Berurah when it comes to this approach. Okay? Let's look at one more comment of the Mishnah Berurah. Right? Again. So most achronim are going to allow the guest to light in someone else's house and make a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah does bring one other shita. B'yesh min haposkim shesovrim acharei dechazal patruhu al yedei havakas ishto. Since there are many shitas that say that Chazal said that this person who's a guest does not have to light because his wife is lighting for him. Lo kol kamine lomar ini rotsa letzeis b'shal ishti v'yadik below bracha. So says the Mishnah Berurah that if your wife already lit at home, he should not recite the bracha on his own lighting. And the Mishnah Berurah says that if you find himself in a situation, what should you do? Say if your wife's lighting for you and you want to be machmir light yourself, so light with somebody else's bracha. Okay? This is shita of the Mishnah Berurah. Again, the shita is you're a guest in someone's home. So if no one's lighting for you, so then you'll light. If your wife is lighting for you someplace else, light, but follow the bracha of your host. That is the shita of the Mishnah Berurah. Now, again, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you can certainly light a bracha if your wife is not lighting at home. There is another approach, so that is the shita of Rabbi Soloveitchik. And this is brought in Rav Shechter's Bikvei Avson Simon Chaf Beis. Sif Beis. So he writes as follows. The Gemara says that a guest gives money, and that's how you fulfill it as a guest. The Ayin the Mishnah Berurah, look at the Mishnah Berurah, which we just read at length. It's better to light on your own. For all the reasons the Mishnah Berurah gave, because of all the machloks, and it gets you out of all trouble. Achein. However, Shamati Michlod Mor Rabbi Zal, I heard from Rabbi Soloveitchik, says Rav Shechter. Sheish Ladun Bezev Alomar, De Be'emes, Ena Yochel Lahadlik Batzmo. No, says the Rav, it is wrong to light yourself. To Be'inan Hadlakas Beveso. What is the mitzvah? Ner Ish Ubeso. It is to have in your own home, to have it as beso. And right now, You are not in Beso. You are in somebody else's house. Ukefisha hashava hana lahelchas erevin. Be'emes ainz and nikra Beso. He says, this is not Beso. Shalach achsonai. This is not your house. V'dafka alidei hishtafus bepruta. The only way you could ever have any connection to that menorah that's burning in this person's house is by giving a pruta. That's the only way yachol lahachshev ke'echem Beso to come part of this bias, shel bal habayis. Because at this point, says the Rav, when you're standing in this your host's home, it's not your house, and you're not in your house. So the only thing you can do is to become a part of this house where you are a guest. And that is only done by giving a pruta. So says Rabbi Soloveitchik, it is inappropriate to light when you're a guest. And it can only be done by giving money. And Rav Shechter here concludes, he says, V'chein das hagon bal galya mesechta. So this is also the opinion of the Galya Masechta, who v'dvar v'netshuva to the Bear of Ram, who is Rav Avila Passfeller, one of the Gaonim in Europe. This is also the approach I saw of Rav Avadja Yosef in the Chazon Avadja on Chanukah as well. He says that it is preferable, I guess at least for Svardim, to give the Pruta and not follow the Mishnah Berurah to light. So we have two approaches. We have the Mishnah Berurah and we have Rabbi Soloveitchik. Rabbi Willig, so thank you to David. So he writes in his Am Mordechai on the Moadim. So he says there's a way to get both views. You can follow the Mishnah Berurah and you can follow Rabbi Soloveitchik at the same time. How? So he says that you can give a prutza to the host and then you can light your own candle and don't make your bracha, just may follow the bracha of the host. Okay? So that's kind of like when the Mishnah Berurah was referring to before, but if you want as a guest, so you're going someplace for Shabbos Chanukah, and you want to fulfill all the Shitos, the Mishnah Berurah and Rabbi Soloveitchik, so you give a pruta to the host, and then you light, and you follow his bracha. Says Rabbi Willig, that's a way to cover all of one's bases. But I think the Minhag HaOlam is probably to follow the Mishnah Berurah, but certainly one is what to rely on when it comes to following Rabbi Soloveitchik. Next, how do we define when you are a guest? How do you know when you're a guest? And this is important regarding Motzei Shabbos. How long do you have to be there to be considered that you need to fall under the rubric of being a guest? Okay? So, there's a Tshuvas HaRush, which is cited here in the Taz, in Tofresh Ein Zayin Beis. Let's look at the Taz. The Tshuvas HaRashba writes, in Siman Tavkuf Mem Beis, Kasav, Mi she'ocha al shulchan bal habayis. One who's eating at somebody else's home. Va'afilu shulche b'bayis, even if you have your own area, you don't have to light candles because you're a guest. But you must pay with the balabais. You are a guest that has no other place to go. That is the tshuva of the Rashba. Now, so what does the Taz say? When it comes to defining where you are a guest, we don't look at sleep. Okay? That's what the Ramah says. Din kain havelei lezech viyav lahadik b'makom sheshokev. Then, because that's what the Rashba says. He says that it has to do with, he doesn't say that you have to sleep there. V'nira degam Ramah lo mayri ela b'mi sheyesh lo tamid cheder meyuchad l'achila. And the Ramah is only telling you that you're a guest if you have your own place to eat, v'cheder achar l'shiva, and another place to rest. Acha ikar hu cheder achila. What defines being a guest when it comes to Hanukkah? Eating. It's not sleeping. It's about eating. Now, he says that doesn't apply if you live in the city. That's if you're visiting someone outside of the city. But if you live in the city and you're going to someone's house for a Chanukah party at night, and you're right there, so you're going in and out of your house, you're not really a guest. You're going to a Chanukah party on a Wednesday night. You're not a guest at that person's house. You're not an achsanai. You need to make sure you light at your real home, if you're in the same city. You need to go home and light there. And if you're so consumed with eating and you don't want to leave, send the kids home and have them light for you there if you can't break away from the jelly donuts. But ideally, you should be going home to light, especially if you are in the same city. Okay? That is the approach of the Taz. Now, there's another approach.
Would that apply if you, let's say, no one wants, You were out before candle lighting.
Yeah.
It's a Hanukkah trip. Then you went straight to someone's house. So
yeah.
You're not going to be home till 10 o'clock, let's say.
Okay, so let's see. We'll get to hours. Rav Azman has something to say about hours. There's another approach to defining. So what does he say? So the Taz is saying in the Rashba that if you're sleeping at the host's home, that's considered you're a guest. It's about that's surely you're a guest. Maybe there's a lot to say about eating, but surely if you're sleeping there at night, you're surely a guest. Says the Pri Chadash, and we're not going to bring the whole Pri Chadash. We're just going to bring the Bir Halacha, getting to the point of the Pri Chadash. So he says, V'dafka ba'ofen zeh, avim holechu v'chol anshe beiso l'beis aviv ochama b'kiyos alches yimei Chanukah. You pick up the whole family, and you're going to the in-laws for all 8 days of Chanukah. Davar baruhu shekem and shesoi v'yashem sham. It's clear that since you are eating and sleeping there, kol yimei Chanukah, all the days of Chanukah, af shebiyom ochel achilas harai v'beiso, and even though you go home to eat lunch at home during the day, in your actual home, b'beiso she'enu madlik el b'beiso she'ochel v'yashem sham. You go and light at the place where you're going to sleep at night. It's a kevan. She'en shum adam b'vayis l'mi yadlik. There's no one there at the place at your real home right now, because you all are bunking up at the in-laws. The kol shekein ha'idin, and nowadays, she'ahekar l'vnei ha'bayis, especially when we light inside, and you're lighting not for the people in the street, you're lighting for your family. The kevan she'en v'nei ha'bayis sham yadliku, since your family is sleeping there, that is where you need to light. And that is the approach of the Pri Chadash. Now, does the Pri Chadash say that you're only a guest if you're there for 8 days of Chanukah? I don't know. It's not clear what he's saying. So let's look at a couple of Svarim to help us define what the Pri Chadash is talking about. We want to quote from the Chovas Hadar, which is Rav Yaakov Bloy's Sefer on Chanukah, in Yonim of Ner Chanukah. So he writes in Hara Nun Vav. He says as follows, Ha Pri Chadash Kashav Kain V'Sikuhu Achronim. This is why we know the sheet of the Pri Chadash. But Sarachim, what if I'm not going? What if I'm not going to this? What if I'm not going out? You know, all 8 days of Chanukah. I mean, I like in-laws are great, but I'm not up for 8 days there. It's a little bit much. So if you're going Shaholich l'Shvusham, I'm just going there for a little bit. Mikomakom l'fiatam shekasav Pri Chadash nira she nafkamina. The Pri Chadash is being lav dafke. He's not being exact. There's no nafkamina. Afal yom echad nami dinahachi. Even for 1 day, says Rav Bloy, you are considered a guest. One night's sleep. The Pri Chadash is just talking about that it once happened that someone went to their family for 8 days of Chanukah. Such things occur. That it's just one night, says Rav Bloy. If you're a guest, if you're staying over one night's sleep, that makes you a guest where you would, everything we spoke about, whether the pruta or whether lighting your own candle, would kick in at that point. If you're going for 1 day, so try to be at home if you can as much as possible. Try to be in your house to be machmir. Marsham has a tshuva about lighting a menorah on a rail car if you're on the train. Okay, so he discusses you have a long train ride, what to do over there. That's not our discussion right now. So that is the Shita of the Chovas Hadar, that it just means one night. That one night is sufficient in other Sfarim as well. Rav Moshe writes in Igros Moshe, Yerodeh Chelek Gimel, Yudal Hey as well, that one night is enough to do it. And actually Rabbi Ginsberg from Chovas Chaim Center, so he has a sefer called Divrei Chachamim, which is, he has a collection of things that he asked different Rabbanim over a number of years. So he asked Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, and Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky said that one night is enough, and Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in a few places in Rav Azman all say that one night makes you a guest. And this is going to become an issue because by Motzei Shabbos Chanukah, are we looking at you where you stayed before or where you're going for the rest of the evening? So hold on to that thought. There is a piece from Rav Shturmbach. Rav Shturmbach writes in Shulis Vanagos that it's not necessary to say for all of Chanukah. He says, "V'lo shamanu shedin achsanai hu rak b'kovei achsanai l'chol mei Chanukah." We don't hear anywhere that you're only a guest if you're there for all 8 days of Chanukah. V'divrei Pri Chadash hu ba'ofen shamatzoi gam beveiso b'Chanukah rak shu ochel sham arai k'mavor b'dvarav. You're eating, you're sleeping there, but you're eating in your own home. V'al zeh amar dekeven shekava atzmo kol ches hayamim Beveis chava madlik sham. Aval. Masher kava atzmo legamre beveis beveis acher. Bein beiso lefanav. Once you establish yourself in another home, and your home is out of your mind, klal, bizman hadlaka madlik sham kedin atzanai, says Rav Sternbach, it's simply enough to say that if you're there for a good 24-hour period, and you've put your mind that I'm staying as a guest this evening, that is enough. Rav Yashiv has a different approach. We're just going to quote quote over here. He said this. It's repeated in a number of areas in the Kuntras Neiros Chanukah and the Pnine Chanukah and Ashrei Ha'ish and the Shvus Yitzchak. All different svarim say the same thing named Rav Yashiv. He says, Bachar Yeshiva Shehidlik Rov Chanukah B'Yeshiva. A Bachar in Yeshiva who lights most of the time in Yeshiva, Ve'achakak Nos Elebeso, and he goes home, Sarach Limnos Shliach Shidkola B'Yeshiva. Even at the night you're home from yeshiva, you need to have someone in yeshiva light on your behalf. Shalafi rov nikvas kvias v'chanukah. Rav Yashiv Shita is, you follow where you are for the majority of the days of Chanukah. So if you're 5 days here and 3 days there, so that means you follow the majority of where you stay. That is Rav Yashiv Shita when it comes to establishing where you are a guest. Now Rav Yashiv says, in other places, it perhaps really only applies in Eretz Yisrael, where you light Chanukah candles outside and people are going to see where you are. But regardless, Rav Yashiv Shita seems to be that you follow the majority. Okay, next. Rav Nissen Karelitz has a similar Shita to Rav Yashiv in saying that the Kfiyas takes place for a majority, but he has another interpretation of the Pre-Chadash. Let's look at Rav Nissen Karelitz in the Sefer Yemei Chanukah, page 154. If you're going to your parents who live in the city where you also live, so kasav abir halacha b'shem pri chadash, shim holich l'chol chesim echan, if you're going for all 8 days, eino madlik ele b'vayis sh'ochav yashin, you only light where you will be eating and sleeping. Hainu, hayo shezeu ba'oso ir. Rav Nissen Karel says, the whole pri chadash is only talking about when you are staying in the same city. That's what he's talking about. And you're going back and forth between the homes. It's only if you're there for all 8 days of Chanukah. Says Rav Nissen Karelitz, if you're in the same city, the only way to get out of lighting in your own home is if you stay in somebody else's home for 8 days. That's the only way, if it's in the same city. But avavada imnim sasham rov hayamim, but if you are there for the majority of the days, even if they're in the same city, so that is still enough to take it if it's the majority of the days. So what Nissen Karelitz is saying is that you should always try to light at home and or to have somebody lighting for you, and we'll see what he says about the Musa Shabbos later on. What he's trying to say is that its whole conversation is only within the city. If you go to another city, says in this in Karelitz, the implication seems to be what? That you don't, this whole business of 8 days doesn't really apply anymore. Okay, let's get now to Motze Shabbos. So the first Shita, which is not brought here, is from Rav Sternbach, again, the Shulchan Aruch Nagos, Aleph Shin Sadi Aleph. So he says that if someone's a guest for Shabbos and they're planning on returning home after Shabbos, so you light in the home of the host after Shabbos, even though you could go home and light in your house. And he says that, however, is only the case when you'll be able to get home only in a time where you wouldn't be able to get home where people would be in the street. If you're going to get home at 12 o'clock at night and no one's out, so light by your host mostly Shabbos. But if you're going to get home at a reasonable time, you're going to get out of there quickly, so then you should light at home. That's what Rav Sternbach says. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach has a different approach. He says, in the Halicho Shlomo, Perek Yudal Sif Yutes, V'im Nimshacha Shehoso Sham Adchilas Halayla Haba, Kfi Shematzi B'Motzei Shabbos. You're staying there until the next evening, like we find by Motzei Shabbos. This coming in 2 weeks, Motzei Shabbos Hanukkah, so you're staying by somebody else, or someone else is staying by you. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Tov Shiyadlik Sham, you light by your host. As long as you're going to stay there a half hour after you light. Okay? You need to get some hana. You can't light candles and then run away from the house. You need to stay there for a half hour. and then you can light in your host's location. That is the Shita of Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and he says that he says you don't have to eat there as well, but it's preferable to light your host. Why? And he says in the footnotes here, which I didn't bring, is that the mitzvah is right now. Why are you pushing off the mitzvah? You have the opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah right now, Motzei Shabbos. It's inappropriate to push it off and to do it later. Right now, the mitzvah is in front of you. You'll light over here, and then that's how you will fulfill the mitzvah. And that's how you will fulfill the mitzvah. Now, regarding the half hour, he says, if you're not able to stay for a half hour, then you shouldn't light. Because once you leave the home before the half hour, your status as a guest is removed. Okay? And then you have not lived in Beso for a half hour. You haven't lived in your established place for a half hour. He gives an example. He says, let's say you lit Hanukkah candles, and then you turn around and you sell your house right afterwards. Okay? You light the Hanukkah candles, you turn around, you make a deal, and within the half hour you sell your house. So says Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, you didn't fulfill the mitzvah, because you didn't light in Beso for a half hour. There needs to be a shear of lighting the Chanukah candles in your house.
So it means if you don't stay there. If it's your house, you don't stay there for a half hour. You could leave, right, theoretically.
But the problem by a guest, though, once you leave the house, it's not Beso anymore.
In your house, you could leave.
In your house, you can leave, 100%. In your house, you can leave. But once you leave the house as a guest, the status of Achsanai has been removed, and therefore, your half hour wasn't fulfilled. Okay? That is Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. There's a similar sheet.
You're going out to get some pizza. You're going to come back.
It's fine. It seemingly would be fine. Right. Okay?
So you wouldn't have to be in the house for a half hour. You'd have to light, and a half hour later would be there.
No. You need a shear. Shear of time.
Okay, so but if you went out to pick up the pizza for dinner,
and you were a guest.
And you're a guest.
Yes.
So you're not really in the house.
You're in the house for
your status
10 minutes.
Half hour.
You leave for 10
correct.
Minutes, you come back for 10 minutes.
I guess technically that would be okay as well. That would be fine. Now, obviously, someone should be in the house because we light for. Someone has to be in the home.
Someone will be in the house.
Someone has to be in the home because we light for the people in the house, anyways. But 100% correct. There is. Rav Moshe Aryeh Freund was the head of the Eid HaRedis two ago. Tzuvia Weiss is the head now. Before him was Sol Yaakov Fischer. And I think before him was Rav Moshe Aryeh Freund. So Rav Moshe Aryeh Freund writes beautiful, beautiful tshuvos. This is not from his book of tshuvos. This is actually from a sefer called Marad Dishmaisa, which was collected by the Talmidim. So an Osh Reish Tzani Dalid, which we don't have over here. So he says that you should light where you're staying on Motzei Shabbos. And he follows the same reasoning as Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach as well, that this is the place that you're lighting and you shouldn't push off the mitzvah, and it's the best to do it over here. And he says you should also be careful, though, to eat Malacha Malka. You should be careful to eat Malacha Malka there, and this will establish a kvius. This is more machner than Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and he says you should have something there to make sure this is more of your home. This is also the understanding of Yaakov Kamenetsky in Emes LeYaakov here on Tafresh Ayin Zayin as well, that you should try to eat and have something there as part of your kvius. And he says, he adds, that nowadays there's no issue of chashad that people won't think that you didn't light because in your home, like let's say you're in your real home, they're not going to see menorah outside. There's not going to be issue of chashad because people have light inside nowadays, so no one's going to care anyway if there's no menorah outside your house. Okay, good. Next, the next shita, also not brought here, is Rav Osner in the Kovetz Mubeis Levi. The Kovetz Mubeis Levi is the journal that's put out by his talmidim and his yeshiva. So he has a Kovetz on in Yanei Chanukah. So on page 12, he says that if you're not going to stay too late, you should probably wait and light at home. That's what Rav Osner says. If you're not going to be too late, and he says too late is about 10 to 10:30. Maybe that's too late in Bnei Brak. I don't know with the rest of the world, but at least in Bnei Brak, so that considers too late. He says that's too late. And you have to know, when are people going to be in the streets? When are people going to see menorah? Again, but that's an Eretz Yisrael Dika Inyan, because they're assuming that they're lighting for the outside in Eretz Yisrael. In America, it's hard to transplant the same thing because we light the minhag light inside, and therefore, I don't know if you have to worry about what's going to be in the street at 10:30. That's Rav Osner's approach. The next is the Chazon Ish. And the Chazon Ish is cited in the Sefer Shalmei Toda on Chanukah, Chaf Gimel Beis. And it's a conversation the author is having with Rechaim Kanievsky. It's not just one of those svarim where he asks a question and Rechaim Kanievsky says Cain or Lo or Ulai, and then he leaves the whole thing and you don't know what he's talking about. The author is having a whole dialogue with Rechaim Kanievsky in explaining the shita of the Chazanish. So he writes as follows. Kishayaya avrecha achar nesuin. When the person is married, gets married, v'nasalu shalayim l'shabbos, shalchanak l'beis chama shlita. So he says, Rechaim Kanievsky gets married, and he goes to Shalayim to stay by Rav Yashav for Shabbos Chanukah. Okay? V'motzi Shabbos chazal v'nei brak, l'beisal. And now he's coming back, Motzi Shabbos, to b'nei brak. So Amar lo marana chazanish, the chazanish told Rechaim Kanievsky, she'be'erev Shabbos yadik nerechanak l'yushalayim, erev Shabbos, your lights in Yerushalayim when you're by the El Yashas. Okay? But Motzei Shabbos lo yadlik Yerushalayim, but Motzei Shabbos don't light in Yerushalayim. Ela kashiyachso leveso, when you return home, b'vnei brak yadlik, when you return home to b'nei brak, you should light. V'imrotza lahadlik Motzei Shabbos Yerushalayim, if you do want to light Motzei Shabbos in Yerushalayim, yoychal sham suda echas Motzei Shabbos, you must eat Motzei Shabbos there, v'yishar lalim shaman, you must sleep there, says the Chazanish. More machlin than everybody else. You must sleep there if you want a light at your guests, at your host's home on Motzei Shabbos. Uba boker yechal sham od suda echas. And you have to eat a breakfast in the morning as well. So two meals and a shluf is going to get you enough to be able to sleep and to light Hanukkah candles in that place. So the Chazanish says in order to create a kfias, and you're an asanai, you need a little bit more than staying. Clearly not in line with Rosh Hashanah and Orbach. Clearly a totally different approach. This is repeated in other Sfarim as well, the Maisa Ish, Chelek Dalid, and other issues discussed in the Shita of the Chazanish. Now, Rav Yaakov Bloy, in the Chovos Hador again, in the same area we're recording from, so he says that we should return home as quickly as possible on Motzei Shabbos to light, and Rav Shechter also says you should try to light at home if possible. So when it comes to Halacha LaMaisa, Motzei Shabbos as a guest on Hanukkah, we are a number of approaches. The main two schools of thought are the Shlomo Zalman school of thought, which is you're a guest, you do it as soon as possible, that's your kfias. The other sheet is, if it's possible to do it at home, so then do it at home and dray around, try to get home as soon as possible to light Hanukkah candles. Halacha Maisa, I think, I don't know. I'm not sure. I would say, if possible, try to file the shita to get home. The Chazanish, Rav Shechter, Rav Yaakov Bloy, to try to get home if possible. If you're not going to be running home, you have more than what. I can't even say you have more than to rely on. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is a shita. It's not a kula. You have. It's certainly appropriate to rely on Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and to light at your host.
Is there any value in like splitting the family, and parents? Let's say.